being along, losing his way as he passed through the throng. Ears fill my eyes, I said, friend, you can't see, with a smile on his face, he replied to
me. Yes, he did.
What I search for, I long for you.
like I can feel my voice wanting to give out a little bit. Need to go ahead and preach while I can. I held you close to an hour this morning. I'm going to try to cut it down to 10 minutes tonight. Praise the Lord. Preacher, come on now. Don't put no time limit on God. You know I can't do that. I'm just talking. That's man talking. So we distinguish between God and man. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. It is good to have you back again to the house of the Lord. Brother Jeff, give me some spectacles. These things and really coming in handy for the old man. My sister, I called her today. She turned 57 years old today. Brother, in about a week or so, he'll turn 60. I thought, Mama, time's just passing on. Oh, yes, time's just passing on. But, getting older anyway, but praise the Lord, one day it's going to all be over. All be over. How many desire to be in the king's court?
Oh, yeah.
King's chamber. Amen. Praise God. I long to be there, don't you? Let's go back to the book of Psalms tonight. Chapter 107. I'd like to read in your hearing. Amen. Tonight, the Lord be my helper. I'd like to preach from these verses. Beginning reading verse number 1. That is Psalms 107. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's word as we reverence his word tonight. We're thankful for the blessings of God. Looking forward to the service Saturday, the new service. Be praying for the service that God will meet with us and help the young minister to come, minister to the young people. We're looking forward to a good time of fellowship also, and we're looking for a good service. Amen. Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contended the counsel of the Most High. Condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadows of death, and break their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. If we look back to verse number 9, I'd like to take my message from this verse, for he satisfies the hungry, longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. My message tonight is, he satisfies. Praise God. Pray with me and for me. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful tonight, Lord, for another service. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings today. We felt your anointing and the power of this service this morning. Thankful, Lord, that we desire to be in the king's court, the king's chamber. Lord, desire to closer walk with thee. But Lord, we pray for this message tonight, God, that we can apply it to our hearts. Let us know that you're a God that satisfies the longing soul of man. Deep down within us, Lord, amen, we have searched for you. And we come to know the fullness in God for what we have searched for, that there's been real peace and joy in serving our God. You bless us to meet the need, Lord, of each and every one that's in this place. We need the power. We need the Holy Ghost anointed. We need you, Lord, to help us tonight. Speak to our hearts, God. Reveal your truth to us. We're a people that desires to feel your presence. Do a work in this service, Father. And what is ever accomplished will forevermore praise you. Yes, Lord, we'll give you praise. Amen. Everyone that loved the Lord said amen. Amen. And you may be seated. He satisfies. We come to know, church, in these verses of Scripture concerning what the Scripture is teaching. It seemed here, amen, and what the Word of God was saying, that let the redeemed of the Lord say. So aren't you glad that you've been redeemed? Amen. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, we can glorify God in our body and our spirit, which belongs to God. We have been redeemed. We have been bought. We're a bought people that's bought by the blood of Christ Jesus. Aren't you glad for that plan of redemption? Aren't you glad, amen, that we are a people that's been set free? Referring to the Lord's goodness to men, as he said here in this book of Psalms, we come to know that these people, that they wandered in the wilderness, but God led them forth by the right way. Amen. Directed them that they might go to a city of habitation, which they themselves should inhabit. Amen. Praise God. Oh yes, God's words of mercy and the wonderful works and wonderful power he gives unto men, considering men's weaknesses. But considering it, we do have this wonderful grace. Amen. Considering and knowing, amen, that God has showed his mercy to us. Amen. To a people that needs mercy. To a people that needs help. Oh, through God's providence, we find out that there's ways that God does satisfy the very longing soul of man. Does he feel the hungry soul? Yes, he does. And one of the Beatitudes in what Jesus said, for those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Glory to God. So we know that God does satisfy the hungry soul of man. As we refer to what God had spoke to Israel, he told his people no more in one book there in the book of Deuteronomy, I believe it's chapter 10, one verse of scripture, what he said, I believe 10 and 12, he said, to serve the Lord thy God, to cleave unto him, and to love him with a whole desire. That's what he had spoke for his people Israel, is for them to serve him with a whole heart and with a whole desire. How many believes that God can fulfill the desire of man? We know what the psalmist was saying, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. If you commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, he's going to bring it to pass. How many believes that? If we can acknowledge God, that he is God, he is a God that desires, amen, to lead his people. These were a people that were led in by the way and wandered in the wilderness, but God led them forth by a right, amen, right way, that they come to know that there was a habitation, a place in God. If it was going to be a place of refuge, it was going to be found in God. He said, I delivered them from their trouble. I'm their present help in the time of trouble. Amen. If David once said no more what the scripture said, if he was one to deliver them, amen, from their distresses, David even said, this poor man cried, but the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Amen. Praise God. He said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, he shall revive me. Praise God. That's the kind of God that we serve tonight, a God that satisfies the longing soul of man. We were singing the chorus. I searched for him. I did not know what I was searching for. I longed for him. I did not long know what I was longing for until I have found Jesus. Once I come to know Jesus Christ, he fulfilled the longing in my soul. He fulfilled the evermore desire within me. You see, men seek for the things of this life and the desires of the flesh and living therein. But we as Christians come to know the desire of the spiritual things of God. We've been enlightened. Our eyes have been opened. Amen. The psalmist went on to say, I desire not to sleep the sleep of death. Amen. My eyes are to be opened. God has opened my eyes to truth. We've been led in truth. We have the truth of God. And therefore, I'm going to be no more like David. When this man cried, the Lord heard him. If he's going to save me out of my trouble, he saved me from my distresses. He saved me from my pain. He saved me from my suffering. He's a God that's right on time. Amen. Church, I begin to think what I was reading to you this morning concerning the words of the song. It's God's way. It's God's will. It's God's time. And once he comes to prove himself, amen, in God's way and God's time, that he's going to never leave you, that he's going to never forsake you. Amen. How many believe tonight that we're serving that kind of God? Amen. He's not going to leave in this wilderness to die. Amen. He's going to send the water in the time of the drought. He's going to feed us with the true manna from heaven. Amen. Jesus said, amen, you can have this meat. Amen. We feasted on the meat. We feasted upon the bread. We know what the bread of heaven is. We know that we come to know Jesus Christ. He is that living bread. He is the living water. He is the meat. Amen. Praise God. He is the Word. He was the Word. Word and made flesh and He dwelt among us. But I'm glad to know Christ was the living Word. He walked as the Word of life. In Him was life. And I'm glad to know that, saints of God. Aren't you glad? Let's give Him a good hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. What was He saying here in this chapter 107? Praise God. He was saying, I have shown goodness to men. Amen. Praise God. When they were in times of trouble, I was there. I was present. Amen. If there was a place of refuge and habitation, it was in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe He's at hiding places. I preached this morning. Amen. Our hiding places in Christ Jesus. Our life is to be hid with Christ in God, that we as the people of God shall see Him, that He soon shall appear. Oh, and when He appears, we shall see Him and we shall be like Him. For he that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself even as he is pure. Because, church, when we see Him, we're going to be like Him, praise God, in the power of that resurrection. Aren't you glad to know that the trumpet's about to sound? Our feet's going to leave the ground. We're in a solitary way in this wilderness. We feel like at times, where is God? Where is He? Amen. In the time of drought, where is He? Amen. But God still provided for Elijah. He sent him to the city. And there's a woman that was gathering sticks. But God sent him to the city because He knew that the woman would take care and meet his needs. And therefore she did. Amen. She prepared the cake first to the man of God. She gave him something to drink. And God turned around and multiplied her need and met her need. It's because she was willing to help the man of God. How many believe tonight? Amen. Praise God. If you help the man of God like we desire to help tonight. Amen. God's going to bless all those who bless His work and prosper His work in the way of giving. I'm glad to know, church, He's going to bless us because we are people to know He satisfies. Amen. The longing soul. Have you longed to be in His presence? Have you longed to be near to Him? Are you crying out to God? Are you seeking to know His will? Are you seeking for His direction? Amen. How do you feel in your heart about seeking the face of God? Amen. He goes on to say here, amen, in verse number 12, brought down their heart. The design of this affliction is to bring down their heart, to cast down every high and proud, amen, inspiring thought, amen. Oh yes, amen. Through this we can come to know that we are people that needs to humble ourselves, but through God's provision, through God providing for His people, amen, hallelujah, amen. If we can have a heart thanking God, if we can be broken before God, as I preach this morning, this is the one's church that He's going to reward. He'll reward you in the midst of your weeping. What did the psalmist say? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning for the child of God. And that's what I'm longing to know. That joy is coming. Amen. For the children of God. He saved them. He brought them out of darkness. Aren't you glad we've been brought from darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ? We once was bound. We once, amen, was anchored in sin. But He come to free us. That's what He said. I come to break their bands. He broke their bands asunder. He broke the gates of brass and the bars of iron. Amen. Praise God. We think about how we were bound in fetters of sin. Amen. Praise God. We was in the snares of the fowler. In Psalms 91, I read to you this morning. But what did He go on to say there? Not only it's the secret place of the Most High that we shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty, but He went on to say this. Oh, praise God. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that, amen, that, oh yes, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Oh, praise God. And He went on to say here in this same chapter, thy habitation, even the Most High God, thy habitation. And He goes to say, thou shalt no evil befall thee, no evil, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Oh, praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, praise God, to keep thee. He goes on to say here, I will be with him in trouble. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy. Oh, come on now, church. Amen. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Isn't it good to know that he will? He said, as long as we live here enough, amen, glory to God, we're going to be a people that's going to continue to be blessed because we have the blesser it's going to give to us. He's going to bless all those who seek him. He's going to bless all those who desire to dwell in his presence and long to be near unto him. That's why he said, I give them long life. That's what he said. I'll look upon them. I'll set my love upon him. Amen. Praise God. That's why the psalmist was bringing to God himself, speaking words of comfort to the saints and declaring the mercy that he has in store for us. Amen. To whom we can stand on these promises, being as such as set forth his love upon us that we can rightly know him. But he said, I will satisfy him. Isn't that good to know, church? The psalmist goes on to say, it is a good thing to give thanks unto God, to sow praises unto his name, the Most High God, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night. He goes on to say, no more in our worship that we're going to worship him with the instruments of 10 strings upon the psalmistry and with the harp and with a solemn sound. We're going to worship the Lord thy God. We know what he said in that Psalm 150, for he that hath breath, praise you the Lord. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Praise him with a dance. Amen. Praise God. Praise him with the string instruments. Amen. Oh yes, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, all ye people. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He said, we're going to consider the great works that he has done for men. Amen. He shall supply their needs. It's his loving kindness. It's his faithfulness that has kept us. Even though he speaks of the wicked, all those who's doing iniquity. Amen. But the righteous shall flourish. He said he will not withhold anything from those who walk upright. Amen. Glory to God. It's because he is the rock of my salvation. If the psalmist could say, Lord, that God, amen, when I enter into his sanctuary with praise. Amen. Glory to God. In his pavilion. In the secret places. In the habitation of God. That's where it is, church. Amen. It does not matter what the wicked shall do against us. Amen. We're not to fear man, but we're to fear God who is able to destroy both soul and body into hell. That's the one I fear tonight. Isn't it good to know that God gives grace to the hearers? Isn't it good to know his mercy is being extended to us? Isn't it good to know he's going to bring fruit to the man of God who desires to walk in the Spirit? Isn't it good to know for the man who desires to put on the horn of God that he shall be enlightened to know that when the adversary rages, he's one that can stand in the midst of the battle. It's the Lord that reigneth. It's the righteousness of God. It's the holiness of God. He's mightier. He's King of glory. Amen. He's going to establish our ways. He's going to establish our doings. He is a righteous God. He's a true God. We're to give him praise. Let's give him praise all over the house tonight, church.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Don't you just love him tonight? Praise God.
Lord, we worship you, God.
Oh, yes. The Lord is true to his promises and faithful to every word that he has spoken. He is constant to the works which he has begun. Amen. That's what he said in Philippians. He that has begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's what he has started, he's going to finish. Glory be to God. Can't you say amen? Amen. I have chosen him from my rock on which to build upon, and the cliffs which he has taken shelter, on the top of which to set my feet. I have found him to be my rock. He is strong. He is steadfast. His word is firm as a rock. I have found that there is no unrighteousness in him. He is able and will be as kind as his word makes him to be. All that ever trusted in God found him faithful and all sufficient, and none was ever made ashamed of their hope in him. That's what it is. It's in Christ. He satisfies, church. He's going to satisfy his people. It's the ones that's hungry. The longing soul of man. The hungry soul of man. You say, I'm hungry. I've been hungry for so long. Amen. I start near the cross. I come to know I need to humble myself before God. He said, if you humble yourself before him, he's going to lift you up. If you only humble yourself before God. Let's give you another hand clap of praise to God, church. Amen.
Glory.
Don't you just know He satisfies with long life? Long life will I satisfy. It's something that God desires to show to His people. How the wonderful works unto men. If He went on to say, I have sent my word, I have healed them, I delivered them from their distresses in the time of their wilderness experience, in the time of their wilderness way. We all have that wilderness experience, church. Amen. We've been, at times, we walked through dry and barren places. We felt that we've been out here dry in this desert alone without no refreshing from God. Amen. Praise God. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have a feeling. It's wonderful to be in His presence, church. But I got to build upon my relationship, upon the faith on which I stand. It's the firmness that I stand upon the rock. Amen. That's what I'm building on, church. Amen. The gates of hell not going to prevail against it. Amen. I'm building on the rock, Christ Jesus. When the storms come, the winds blow, the rain beats upon it, it's going to stand because we're firm. We're firm on what we believe. We stood for what's right, what's been taught to us. We have stood steadfast. He said, stand ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Whatever your right hand, amen, does, do it with all your might. Do it with all your heart. That's why He said, cleave unto me, my people. Serve me with a whole heart, a whole desire. Those are the ones I'm going to reward. Those are the ones who diligently seek my kingdom and me. Oh, yes, said the Lord. Isn't it good to know that, church? It's going to be for the righteous. That's who He's going to extend mercy and grace. It's those He's calling on. Amen. It's those in the time of their weariness and trouble that we are people that desires uplifting. We want to be uplifted. We want encouragement in our way. We need times of encouragement, church. Amen. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to lift one another up. I refer to that scripture many times in Galatians 6. Amen. If you see that your brother is overtaken in the fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. He said, bear you one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Walk in the Spirit. Now, we should not make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, but we are to walk in the Spirit. It's the spiritual man. It's the spiritual man that's been enlightened to the spiritual things of God. It's the righteous and true God that has looked down upon this. And amen. He knows those that are His. And His ear is open to the cry of the righteous. He runs to and fro into the earth. He knows the ones that are His. He knows the cries of those, amen, that are broken before Him. He knows the cries. He bottles our tears. The psalmist went on to say, my God is for me. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? He's for me. He is for me. Praise God. He is on my side. Amen. He loves us, church. He has blessed us. He's mighty. Mighty God is He. Amen. What did He say? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Did He not say it? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. How many believes tonight that God's going to fight my battles? I should not fight my own battles. Amen. How many believes that God will fight your battles for you? Amen. If the children of Israel went out, amen, and amen, in Chronicles, amen, chapter number 20, first or second Chronicles, I forget which one it was, in chapter number 20, referring to King Jehoshaphat, amen, when they went out to battle, what did they do? They had a song. They had a praise for God. When they went out into the battlefield, they had praises to sing unto the Most High God. Amen. Oh, yes, if the psalmist could say, oh, sing unto the Lord. Amen. Sing, rejoice. Amen. Praise God unto the God of heaven. Amen. When they went out into the battleground, they went out with joy, rejoicing. Amen. Praise God, because they knew that God shall fight their battles for him. That's the way David was when he faced Goliath. He said, the Lord shall deliver you into my hand today. The Lord is my deliverer. You see, David, amen, just a young man, he had faith in God to know that when he went out with five stones, praise God. And I want you to help me pray about this. I preached a message one time on the five stones of David. And I began to look over the scripture the other day on that. I hadn't preached it in a long, long time. And if you read the scriptures there concerning when David faced Goliath, you'll see that through the scriptures, amen, that those five stones represented something. Amen. Through the five stones of David, he chose five stones. And when you look and read over the scriptures, you'll come to know that those stones that David had in that little pouch, even though it took one stone to slay the big giant. Amen. When we come to know one stone of faith and one stone of victory, one stone of deliverance. Amen. We know that there was a purpose for all these stones. And you, amen, you can break it down in scriptures. The five stones of David. And when he took, Brother Jeff, he took that sling. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when he released that stone, amen, what caused that force? Do you think the force of a young man probably about the size of Isaac, about in his youth? He didn't have no strength as a big man like Goliath. Amen. But such force through that stone, it sunk into the head of the giant Goliath. Did it not? Amen. Praise God. The victory came when he took the sword and cut his head off.
Right.
That's when the victory came, Brian. Amen. Can you imagine as he held his head up in Israel's camp? Amen. The victory today is mine. Amen. Praise God. That great big giant, amen, the giant Goliath, amen, it stood close to 9 feet tall. A big man with that big armor on. Amen. David was a little man. Amen. He couldn't even hold Saul's armor. Amen. Saul was a big man full of stature. Amen. But David was a little man. But I come in the name of the Lord. He's my deliverer. Amen. Praise God. He's going to deliver us, church. That's why we're walking through these trials and temptations of life. But God will deliver you right in the time of your distresses. He's going to be one that's going to satisfy every desire and longing soul that you have within you. Every need that you've been praying about. Everything you've been asking God for help. He's going to be there. He's going to deliver us. He's going to help us. He's going to uplift us. He's the rock on which thou stand. He is the Lord that reigns. He's reigning today. He is reigning. Do you love him tonight?
Oh, yes.
Oh, he said, I'm going to call praise unto the God. Amen of heaven. Amen. Praise God. The psalmist goes on to say, if I'm going to sing and make this joyful noise unto the Lord, he said, let us come in his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his. The sea is his. He made it. His hands formed the dry land. Amen. Praise God. But through what the psalmist was saying, amen. Praise God. Here in these verses of scripture, he said, I have the song. I have the one that created the universe. But he went on to say, from day to day, I will declare him. I will know him. Amen. He's showing forth his salvation to me day by day. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty is in his sanctuary. Hear me? Amen. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. He said, give unto the Lord all ye kindreds. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Bring an offering. Come into his courts. Let us worship God in the beauty of holiness. That's why he said in Psalms 48, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful situation. The joys of the horde in Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
Amen.
In the place of habitation, the resting place,
right,
the hiding place. That's why he said, he went on to say, if he satisfies amen, the longing soul, the hungry soul of man. He said, then I'm going to lead him there to that place of habitation. From the wilderness, from the dry and the barren places. Now I'm leading him. I'm delivering him from his distresses. Oh, that man just praise the Lord for all the goodness that he has shown to men. Amen. What did I mention about that praise this morning? It's for the man that praises God. It's the man that worships. It's the man that goes into the inner courts. It's the man that enters to the king's chambers. And once we entered into his presence, in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Amen, brother.
Oh,
glory.
Praise the Lord. Can't you rejoice with me tonight, church?
Oh, yeah.
Can't you just rejoice?
Hey,
amen. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hey, amen. Does he satisfy? Has he been satisfying you? Hey, amen. Do you have a longing like you never had before? Hey, amen. Just like Mother was saying, Jesus is coming. In this last hour, do you have a more longing for him that you never had before? Do you have worship on your mind? Do you come to church with a praise? Amen. Do you want to just praise the Lord for his goodness to all men?
Amen.
When we think of the Psalms in 107, these other Psalms I referred to here tonight, church, it's a heart that rejoices. The heart that's been changed. He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I rely on that strength. I walk in that strength. For those that have fainted, I will give them strength. New time.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, for he that is exalted himself, amen, under the mighty hand of God, humbles himself under the mighty hand of God, he shall exalt him in due time. That's what I'm trying to say. Amen. Who that humbles himself, he's going to exalt him in due time. Praise God. It's in his time. That just really has stuck with me, the words of that song. In God's way, in God's will, in God's time. I got to hold on to that. That's a nugget for me right there, brother.
Amen.
Now, see, something God can give me, something it might not mean that much to you. But amen. You know, you've been praying about certain things, and he said, son, God's way. Hold on to that.
Hold on,
is that all right? It's going to have to be God's way. In God's will. Let's just rejoice in that tonight, church. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been taking our petitions. We've been taking our knees before him time and time again. But God's going to reward all those who diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. He's going to come in the time that we need him to come. Amen. We've been desperate, but we have been faithful. Until we be fruitful, we can be faithful to the work of God until the very end. I want to be one that's going to praise him in the darkness. I'm going to be one that's going to praise him through my trials. I'm going to be one that's going to worship him in the nighttime. I'm going to be one that can praise in church. I'm going to praise him from the depths of my heart. Let's give him a good hand clap of praise all over the house tonight. He satisfies.
Yes.
Longing soul and the hungry soul of man. Hungry, hungry. What about the song says, I'm hungry now for another wave of glory.
Amen.
Pull up my chair to the table, Lord. I've come to die. For the Master is calling, come and die. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know if that, amen, that picture of grace from Mephibosheth when he went into the king's palace. I should have brought this out this morning, because I preached it not too long ago. When Mephibosheth went into the king's palace, he went into his chambers. He put his, amen, those crippled feet right under the king's table.
Right.
Ooh, a crippled man. They had to carry him in. But he was saying, oh, if there's anyone in Jonathan's house I can show kindness to. Oh, he's got a son named Mephibosheth. Bring him in. He went right into the king's chambers. Did you thank your brother Jeff? Amen. Amen. Putting your feet under the king's table. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's even better than the Dillard house they tell me about. I've never been over in Jordan to Dillard's house. Amen. But that's a lot better than that place, I'm sure. Put your feet under the king's table. Amen. Glory to God. Come feast. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll bless this house. I'm going to bless the household of Jonathan. Amen. For Jonathan's sake, I'm going to show him kindness.
Yes.
Send for my servant, Ziba. See if there be one. Just one. Just one. I mean, that little crippled boy, he didn't walk on his own two feet. You want him to come into the king's palace. He needs some medical attention. He don't need the king. He needs a physician. But you're talking about a young man feasting. You talk about a young man being satisfied.
Oh yeah.
That's what he wants to do for every one of us. Amen. I was once crippled in sin. Amen. I was one. Amen. Come under to know with my feet under the king's table. I feasted on his manna church. I know what it is for God to satisfy me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We tried a little bit of everything, haven't we? And a little pleasure seeking. Amen. A little buying, a little selling. Amen. You think, oh, this is it. Oh, amen. But the new wears off after a while.
Right.
What did Brother Davis say today? Hey, we went over to pray for Brother Davis. He has pneumonia. We went over to pray with him today, visit him. We had a good visit with him today. And he was talking about getting rid of some junk at a yard sale. He said, we don't need this junk in here. You know, my wife don't want to get rid of it. Sort of like we all, some of us, we want to hold on to some things, don't we? Some sentimental things, maybe, or something that don't really amount to nothing. Amen. We all that way at some time or another. We want to hold on to some,
oh, yeah.
Amen, some junk, don't we? Amen. When we come to know, amen, that one man's junk is another man's treasure, is that right? Somebody's going to buy it. Sooner or later, somebody's going to die. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we tried it all, church. We tried it. Amen. We've been there. We know what it is. Amen. But the only satisfaction comes in God. That's why I mentioned to you in closing this morning. Once you've been there, and if you're not there tonight, you'll never be satisfied until you get back to the place that you once was with God. Tell him. Amen. Come on. You know where I'm coming from there. That really stuck with me this morning. God, help us to get back to the King's Chamber. God, help me. I want to be one, don't you, church?
Amen.
Praise God. I want to be one that can yield. I want to be one that can believe God. I want to be one that's building on His promises. I know He's a faithful God. He's a righteous God. He's been true. He's met and supplied our needs. Why can't we go on for God?
That's right.
Instead of just lingering behind, let us go forward with victory and with praise. God wants to bless you. He wants to reveal things to you. That's what He said. He said, I'm going to satisfy Him. Long life will I satisfy Him. I will honor Him. In Scripture, one Scripture, just paraphrasing one Scripture, I believe what Jesus said, that those that, amen, praise God, to honor the Father, and likewise He will honor us. It's going to be for the man that's praying and seeking, diligently seeking God for that secret time of prayer. God's going to honor him and reward him and bless him and prosper him. Those who honor His Word, it's those that are standing upon the promises of God. Let God fulfill the longing of man. Amen. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love it, church?
Oh, yeah.
You just want to praise Him tonight for just a moment. Why don't you just raise your hands tonight and say, Lord, here I am. Satisfy me tonight. Amen. Satisfy me, Lord. You're the only one that can satisfy me. It's joy and peace that you can only give me. It's not the peace that the world can give us. Oh, Jesus said, it's the peace that I shall give unto men. Amen. In this world you shall have that tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, and greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to be encouraged tonight that the Lord satisfies.
Yes.
And the Lord satisfies. Oh, praise God. I love you, church. He's been good to us. He has blessed us so much. He has helped us. I want us to stand tonight. I want us to raise our hands and worship the Lord.
Yes.
Just a moment. I don't know what you've been going through this week. I don't know. I know some have requested concerning needs on their jobs. So many financial needs, physical needs. We're burdened down with things in this life. There's struggles in the families and division in people's families and so many things that are going on at this time. But listen, the Lord will satisfy you. He desires to satisfy you. Amen. There's nothing that can compare in this life, in this world, to know the Lord in the relationship that we have with Him. Saying, Lord, amen, satisfy my soul. Fulfill that longing and hunger thou within me. Fulfill my every desire. Lord, let me be hungry for just a little touch of glory. Let your presence, let your spirit saturate me and water me, God, with your presence. That's what I desire, coming from the presence of the Lord. He's going to send the refreshing. He's going to receive. He's going to send the strength. The help is on its way. Sister Tracy sends a song, the help is on the way. Believe that tonight.
Yes, that's right.
Help is on the way. Praise God. How many need some help tonight?
Oh, yes.
How many need some encouragement?
Oh, yes.
What about that? Amen. When I preach, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. What is one of those weapons? Discouragement. Discouraging Christians. We don't need no discouragement in His place, do we? We want to be encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to see the joy of the Lord in your life. I want to see God work in your life. I want to see God work with your family, your children. You know, it's wonderful to know, church, that when I pray for the people of this church, I call for the names of the children and the ones that I'm reminded of in my daily prayer. I call their names in prayer that God will have mercy and extend mercy and save and set free, just like I pray for my own. You know, it's, amen, when you have a church family, amen, it's good to know you got people that's praying for you, standing with you. Your time of your suffering, you lost children and loved ones and problems of life. You get right down to the needs of the family. in all the job situations and all the pressures of life and the struggles we've been through and the things that people have shared in the way of testimony, the things that people ask for prayer for. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. It's just calling their name out in prayer, believing God that God is going to help them, that help is on the way.
Yes.
How many times did I pray, Lord, save Joe, save McKenzie, help Michael Parnell, he needs help, God, he needs to be back. How many times I prayed that prayer? You see what I'm saying, Brother Jeff? And all the other ones that have lost people, just, you just call their names. God's going to honor that prayer. He's going to hear the prayers of His people.
Thank God.
And in His time, they're going to be saved. They're going to come on in. We're going to believe that. Why can't we believe that salvation will come? How many, amen, believe, amen, praise God. As I pray for Tanya, as I pray for Katie, stir their hearts. Lord, help them to receive what they need from God. Save. Do a work in the ministry for Katie. Do a work in the ministry of other people, and Brother Frankie and his family. Amen. Save the ones that are lost. Help the young people. Stir their hearts. How many times have we prayed for certain requests in the church? Time and time again. And we'll continue to do the same.
Yes.
Do how I break it down? I can start out with the Coward family. I break them down one by one. And I'll go on to the Gillum family. I break them down one by one. I go on to the Gravely family and I break them down one by one. You see what I'm saying? I don't know how you do it. I'm just telling you how I do it. I start breaking the family's needs down and praying for one family at a time until I get it all done. And the next day I'll be doing it again. See what I'm saying? It means something, church, to pray one for another. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to help one another. We're here to anoint with oil. We're here to pray for the sick. Amen. Praise God. We're here for one another. We testify of His goodness. Amen. We're seeking for the Holy Ghost. We're seeking for more power. We're seeking for more of the Spirit. We're seeking for more in His presence. Amen. How many wants to be satisfied tonight? Amen. Praise God. You know what has excited me in the last few weeks? Praying for two new converts, Pam Beasley, Kenneth Epps. Got some ones added to my prayer list. That's a great thing, church. Amen. That blesses my heart. Amen. Praise God. I've been praying for them. Lord, help them to stand. Amen. They're babes in Christ. But Lord, give them strength. Help them to stand. That's wonderful, church, that we have people coming in. I thank God. Amen. The Lord's still saving. He's still blessing people. We're praying. We're just a family here is what we are. Is that all right? We're just God's people. And we love one another. We pray for one another. Jesus said, if you love me, what you going to do? You're going to keep my words. You'll keep my sayings. If you love me, you will. He said, pray one ye for another. Did He not? So what I want you to do, I'd like for you to pray for me again. Pray for me Tuesday night. Is that all right? Can you pray for me again, Brother Jeff? I want you to pray for me. I want the Lord to satisfy something in my life and fulfill and open up my heart. Amen. And we sing it. It's in the book sometimes. Jesus took my heart all to pieces and let a little sunshine in.
Amen.
Is that all right? Amen. He broke my heart all to pieces and He let a little sunshine in. Hallelujah. Let's give Him a good hand clap of praise tonight, sir. I tell you what, let's come up here. Let's form a circle. Amen. Praise God. Women on one side, men on the other, if you'd like to come tonight. Amen. Praise God. I want you to pray for me. I want to get into the inner circle tonight. I want to get into the inner circle. Amen. Praise God. I believe that God can help us. We're here, church. God wants to prove Himself that He can satisfy and meet your need and your desire. That's what He wants to do tonight.
Amen.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
What we want to do, God, amen, gather around, take one another by the hand. Praise God, the Lord's going to help us. Amen. How many believe that? Praise God. Just say amen. Let the Lord do a work in your life, church. He wants to help us.